You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear part of a radio discussion in which 2 people are talking about working for Summer Camps USA.
So I worked for Summer Camps USA about 8 years ago. The camp itself was in an absolutely stunning setting in the Catskill Mountains. Not that I had a car to get around, though. Anyway, I was hired as a counselor, which basically means you're in charge of a group of young kids, responsible for their entire daily schedule, the person they go to when they're homesick. All definitely outside my comfort zone. But my co-counselors were what made it for me. They were from all over, not just the U.S., and we really looked out for each other when things got tough. Recently, I even met up with one girl from Spain, and we went backpacking together in Portugal.
It's a fantastic experience, I agree. But I'd say to anyone who's picturing a holiday-type situation, think again. It does rather feel a bit like military camp at times. That's not to say you're taking orders and have no say. It's more that you're often on duty for extended periods, including night supervision of the children. You don't get much privacy either. You share a cabin and a shower block with fellow counsellors, for example. It's pretty full on.
Extract 2. You hear part of a radio interview with 2 Chinese Australians who took part in a documentary about Chinese migration.
Before the documentary, I didn't know much about that period of history, the 1900s, when the gold rush brought the Chinese to Australia. But I understand now what hardships my great-grandparents went through and the sacrifices they made, just so their children's lives would be better. When my sisters and I were growing up, we took everything we had for granted, I suppose, like most children do when they don't know any different. Anyway, the whole thing's made me take more of an interest in my Chinese heritage.
Things have certainly changed since then. Our communities used to be hidden from view, but now they're far more integrated into all aspects of Australian society. I mean, you no longer have parents insisting their kid goes to college for 7 years to become a doctor or a lawyer. These days, there are Chinese Australians making a name for themselves in the arts, a rare sight not so long ago. And scientific research is another field Chinese Australians are associated with. But it still occasionally happens that when I'm introduced to a European Australian, they like to compliment me on my good English. It doesn't occur to them that my family may have been here longer than theirs.
Extract 3. You hear 2 friends discussing an exhibition they have seen on the art of tattooing.
The advertising for the exhibition said, "Providing a unique look at the past, present and future of tattooing." And I think that was a fair description. Maybe it could have had a few more illustrations to support the text about ancient Egypt and North America, though. I'm still a bit vague about what their tattoos would have looked like.
Me too.
But what stood out for me was how the exhibition went about breaking down people's preconceptions about tattooing. You know, in some countries, there's a belief that getting a tattoo is an antisocial statement. But certain cultures use tattoos to show exactly where they do fit in society. The exhibition showed that tattoos can actually be very meaningful and symbolic.
Did you visit the section on tattooing in Samoa? There were some items on view that show how many artists still use the kind of equipment their ancestors did, like a bone comb for making little holes in the skin. I was really struck by the sense of custom. And did you know that each tattooist in Samoa basically uses the same structure, with the pattern going all the way from the waist to the knee? Must take forever.